This is the SML Podcast.
So, I'm small. This is, we have Tall here.
And I'm large.
He is.
And welcome to the SML Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
We need the Sunday morning.
It is 10:52 Thursday morning. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And we are coming to you on a tape delay because you're listening to this on Friday night, possibly. And it is presently Thursday morning. And we've had a big week this week.
Very big week, John.
There was a E3. Some of you people might know that. Some of you guys out there, you might know. E3 happened. And, let's get your thoughts on that. Tim, how did you feel about E3 this week?
Wait, there we go. All right, now I'm ready.
And this is the SML Podcast for...
That was absolutely wonderful, Tim.
I can't do it anymore.
This is the most ridiculous opening that we've had.
It's too early for podcasts.
No, it isn't.
No. So E3, no. Yeah. E3 happened. I still have not gathered all of my thoughts on it yet. I gotta go, like, rewatch shit. And...
Well, we're possibly the only people on the planet that still have faith in Xbox because they actually showed shit this year.
Yeah, Xbox's games ruled phase. They had exclusives. And now here's something funny. So, you know this whole thing that's going around that, all right, so Sony's first party games, Sony exclusive games, you can play them used all you want. You can train them with your friends all you want. But publishers are going to be able to set the precedent of whether or not they will allow you to trade them into certain retailers and things like that.
Now, is that confirmed? Because the way Sony made it sound was that there are zero restrictions, 100%.
That's the way they made it sound, but, like, this is going around so rampant that... And this is apparently from Sony, too. But, I don't know, like I said, I do have to go back and look at this. But I was thinking about that, and I'm like, wait, so they have, like, two or three exclusive titles that they showed. And the rest of it is all multi-platform. And, like, so... How crazy would it be if all this up in arms about, yeah, let's buy Sony because they let us play used games, and then it doesn't matter in the end.
Should we tell that guy that you're still closed?
No. Kenny, we're closed. What do you want from me? 12, yeah, 12. You're right. You're correct. You are correct.
He's like, what are those people doing in the store for?
That always happens. My coffee sucks. I need another coffee. You there, lackey.
Watch this man another coffee, stat.
I need...
Answer him. Don't be ignorant to him.
Why are you being ignorant?
He's talking to you.
I'm busy. Do you see I'm busy?
It's a portable console.
I'm on Wi-Fi.
Your face
take
is a
both of
console.
Them. You could be that asshole walking up the street with two 3DS XLs.
Yes, three
3DS XLs walking up the street. What are you doing? I'm playing Animal Crossing. This is what you do.
Okay, I'm managing my empire.
Yeah,
I'm leaving Ian's town so that I could save and focus on what the fuck we're doing.
That'd be cool. Get out of my
since
town.
I stole my apples from him.
Get the
what?
Fuck out.
Is that his fruit or my fruit?
I don't know. Did you take your fruit?
Yeah.
Then that's your fruit.
Yeah.
This is
one basket of each.
So, Animal Crossing came out this week.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We're all balls deep in Animal Crossing, except for you, Small.
I'm not. I'm balls deep in good games.
Oh snap.
Like, you sassy bitch.
I'm really not, though. Could you hook a brother up? Could you? When you're done.
It's going to be, like, in a month.
Oh, my God. We might have to walk the podcast up the street to Dunkin' Donuts.
What the hell do you mean?
SML on the go.
Medium coffee, extra cream, extra sugar. If you'd be so kind.
God.
Please.
Dose it up. Like sweatpants.
God.
Do like no cream, quadruple sugar.
I tried to do this before the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, but they fucked it up, and my coffee sucks, and it tastes like burnt assholes.
So what you got to do is you got to take his coffee back, throw it on them, be like, fuck your couch.
But anyway, no, video games. Area. We're too early to concentrate.
We are. Okay, let's go in order. Xbox was first.
Yes, and they...
They blew everyone's faces away temporarily until Sony had a good 15 minutes.
Where the most claps they got was, no, you can play used games. That was the most claps they got, which is Sony awful.
Yeah, the strongest ovation was a 10-minute tack-on at the very end.
Yeah. It's bullshit. To me, that's bullshit because that shows what kind of tunnel vision the internet gaming community has. And that the only thing that they cared about the entire Sony press conference was, we play used games.
That and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Which is common to Xbox One.
And it will release alongside The Last Guardian.
In 2018.
Pretty much.
Released when it's ready.
But yeah, Xbox, everyone, when the Xbox reveal happened, even us, we were giving them shit because all they did was talk about TV and movies and blah,
well,
blah, blah.
I was being my usual optimistic self because I'm like, well, this could be good. This could be interesting, you know? There could be some fun stuff with this. The hardware looks good. I like that they're doing something different. I'm okay with this. Like, it doesn't affect me, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know? I understand why people are upset about it, but I don't understand why people are getting that upset about it. It's like...
One of my friends is like, oh, the Spy Box One? Really? Are you typing that on a laptop with
a live, built-in camera
that's always on?
Listen, the NSA already probably knows that he jerks off to furry porn or something already.
Probably.
Who's that guy who was calling me out yesterday? Come at me, bro! Bet you watch furry porn, too.
Mustin? What? No, he doesn't watch furry porn.
Swallow your soul, taste the gravy.
Mustin's a pimp. Let's see, what did he say to you? He likes New Medium, who isn't here again.
Oh, yeah. So now it's not the small, medium, large podcast. It's the small, maybe large podcast.
Let's see. Mustin, love you. This is all coming from Tim over here. But Mustin texted me saying, I like New Medium. I agree with you most of the time, talking to me, because I'm awesome. But not always. But I'm ready to reach through the phone and beat the shit out of small.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes. Come at me. Seriously,
Come at me, bro, and he says, and I told him that he should give a call to the show, maybe one of these weeks. He says, no way I would call in, would kill Small, would eat his soul, swallow the gravy. Which
I still don't know what he's mad about, but...
I don't know, but it's hilarious. It is hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that's why we got a good podcast, though, is because we all have varied opinions. And it brings up good conversation, and...
Now we just need Mustin to call in, and... I want to hear a verbal sparring between the two of you, because that would be fantastic.
I just want to know what he's so beat about.
I don't know.
Anyway, so Xbox...
You are kind of a dick.
I am a dick. That's the point, though. That's my personality on the podcast. I'm actually a sheep in real life.
SML
I'm very calm.
Dick-cast.
Very adorable.
Someone's got to play the part.
anyway.
Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft brought it from the first moment. They put on that Metal Gear trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Metal
Kojima Gear Red. Joined... Microsoft on stage for the first time in how long?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Metal Gear Red Dead Edition, which looks
with
awesome.
The most Final Fantasy trailer I've ever seen.
Very dramatic.
Well, yeah, here's but that movie. When has Metal Gear not been dramatic? God, come on,
it's like the cutscene, the music. That was Final Fantasy. I honestly thought
Kiefer Sutherland.
If they didn't keep showing like Snake and God damn it, we're closed.
Yeah, we're recording in the store today, ladies and gentlemen. So. This is my last day working at the video game store. Yay!
So I got to steal as much as I can today.
The Turkish market rules still apply to you. We cut your hands off if you try to steal. And then
I'll just point over there and be like, "Hey, look, a thing."
We hang them over the door to set an example.
Yeah.
I should unplug the phone. BRB. AFK. Yeah. Keep talking.
Are people still nerd raging over the fact that Sutherland has taken over for Hader?
Probably.
As far as I know, a lot of people are. I still think that Hader's not done with the franchise. For instance, they did have a different voice actor for old Big Boss in Metal Gear 4. Mm-hmm. It was not Hader.
Okay.
So what I'm wondering is if where they're at in the Big Boss timeline, because now you're playing as Big Boss in this again.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what it seems. I thought it might be a different clone of Snake. Or Big Boss, or whatever. It gets convoluted.
It's Metal Gear. Shit is going to change 40 times before it comes out.
There's talk that the little kid that showed up in the trailer might be a young Liquid Snake. So I'm wondering if what's going to happen is they might start getting near the end of Big Boss's story over the next few games, or over this game into the next, and then start giving us a young, hip, attractive, Solid Snake.
Possibly. Vicarious Torch passing?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think the important question is whether or not Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to have Blade Mode.
Kyle, he just stabbed you.
I'm gonna say,
in Blade Mode.
I really haven't played any of the games. That sounds kind of silly to me.
Metal Gear?
No, Blade Mode.
Oh, Blade Mode. No. Well, Blade Mode was also the feature in Metal Gear Rising that lets you cut everything.
I was giving him, like, a quick rundown of what Blade Mode was and how fucking horrible it would have been for a website name. Man, we have no fucking focus today.
No, we don't. It's because it's so early.
It's so early.
Back to Xbox.
But yeah, anyway, so Xbox said they're going to come and just show games.
And they did. They came. Game, and aside from Metal Gear...
You should have said game, and watch. But anyway, go on.
Aside from Metal Gear, weren't they all exclusive? I think that was their point.
No. Predominantly.
They weren't all exclusives, half of them.
Predominantly. Most of them were exclusive.
It was like eight out of the 15 they showed or something like that were exclusive.
No, I think they said that there were 13 exclusive games that they showed.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I know Titanfall's not exclusive because I'll be playing that on PC. Metal Gear's not exclusive.
Console exclusive.
Yeah.
That might be right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I know when it comes to console exclusive dick comparing... They never include PC.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the funny things about it too. Yeah, PC is always like that's why we're the PC master race because it's like console people will sit there and argue about which console is better, and I'm like, still coming to PC, so go fuck yourself.
We get the best of both worlds.
Hey, you guys had a nasty stretch where PCs got ignored. I mean,
true.
Has PC played Red Dead yet? Has PC played Red Dead?
No. However,
so, eat a dick, Master Race.
They've talked about bringing
go
it.
Go fuck
though.
Yourself.
What? When Red Dead was coming out, I was playing what? Like, probably better games.
Mm-hmm.
Red Dead's one of the best of the generation. That's for damn sure. So,
no, Red Dead was very.
Fuck
good.
You, and I would say to fuck the horse you rode in on. But since you didn't get Red Dead, there was
I played it on a console.
That you could.
Hey, being part of the PC Master Race doesn't mean I don't. Like, you know, like a
you don't
like a
cheat
Greek
on
god.
It.
No, like a Greek god come down and sleep with a mere mortal now and then.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with the occasional dalliance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What else?
This is almost cold.
Really?
I'm fucking... it is actually kind of
throw it in
warm,
her face.
But it's no big deal.
All right, let me warm it up with my urine.
What the fuck is your problem? I said get me coffee!
Garden Warfare looks funny.
Oh, my
lord. That
looks
really fun.
Fantastic trailer.
That was one of the best trailers.
Yeah.
What else did Xbox even show? Because I'm just so like...
Forza looks pretty as fuck.
Yep. Forza looks pretty as usual.
I'm not even into racing games, but that did look phenomenally beautiful.
Apparently they came out and said that all three of the Top Gear hosts will be doing stuff on the game too, which I'm like, great, it's Top Gear the video game. I will totally play the shit out of that. Because that show was amazing.
Now they just need to get the American Top Gear cast on there as well.
Yeah. Well, let's see, and there's also Rise.
Yeah, Rise
looked fantastic.
Rise does look fantastic.
And online, because it's for Xbox One, people are like, "Oh, it just looks like a poor man's God of War.
No.
It looks like shit. That looks
a
like
poor
an
man's
Xbox
God of War.
360 game.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Go watch Gladiator again. Suck my dick.
Yeah, suck my God of War.
Yeah, like no one out there is able to actually compliment anything that happened on Xbox because oh my god, it has to connect online once a day.
Well,
like all the people bitching online aren't online.
Yeah, it's fanboy tunnel vision.
Pretty much.
Well, see, I don't understand why people don't like the used games thing either because what this is going to do is it's going to get a lot of money back to the developers. They came out and said part of the system is there too. Help developers get a piece of that pie, that used game pie.
Instead
of GameStop getting all of it and fucking you. Fucking you all the time on trade-in and resale values.
Break the monopoly.
They're trying to
give you $12 and sell it for $54.
Exactly. So, the neat thing, too, is if I buy a game And I beat it, like, in 2 days, and I'm like, well, I'm done with this. I can trade it in digitally, and then get those Microsoft points and go buy some bullshit on
Xbox.
Oh,
no more Microsoft points.
Oh, okay.
That's right, going to real currency.
Yeah, I'll get some real currency, real digital currency. Hey, man, we're not open yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ian, go.
I told him I can't.
Yeah, she can't lock it. Ian, lock it.
Goddamn customers.
Never mind. The neon sign's off.
Maybe you should kill the lights.
No, it's fine. They come in, even if you have the... All right, here's some store stories. We're going to go into story time just for like 2 minutes here. I'm watching the time. Watching the time. It's 16 minutes of recording. So, no matter what you do, if you run a retail store, you have to jiggle it. You got to jiggle the key. If you run a retail store and you have all of the lights off, you have a sign on the door that says close, there's a neon open sign that is off, they will come in your store if you do not have it locked, bolted, boarded.
Nope, not locked.
He's going to break it off.
All right, I will do it. I will do it. But yeah, no, it's like...
It gave a turn, but nothing happened. Fuck your lock.
We're just going to watch Tim.
Yeah, how much you want to bet that Ashley ran into that guy at Dunkin' Donuts is like, you know what? Stop by the store in about 10 minutes.
He followed me.
Fuck up their show, please.
Because that asshole anyway, maybe gets coffee.
So yeah, the Xbox stuff does look fantastic. I like the used games thing because it'll be like Steam is, which everybody knows that I'm... Yeah, I love having that Steam in my mouth.
Yeah.
And hopefully not
that
like
Steamus. Steenus.
The thing I love is that people bitch about the Xbox One and they then say, oh, I'd rather wait for a Steam box. It's the same fucking thing!
Well, the nice thing about it, though, is you can't trade your games in on Steam.
Yeah.
Nope.
Once you buy them, it's yours.
Mm. Xbox One, you can still trade shit in.
That market that Steam has given you allows for them to do those Steam sales where I bought, it was like 2 years ago, I bought the Grand Theft Auto Complete Pack and like Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, and 3 San Andreas, Vice City, you know, whatever, all of those. It was $12.49 for all the Grand Theft Auto games. But that's because the publishers have control to set those prices. Yeah. And that's what we're going to see on the Xbox, is we're probably going to see a lot of that sort of Steam integration.
I hope so. I'd love to see pricing like that and discounts like that.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen because that's the marketplace that they're creating with this system that a lot of people aren't even realizing. Now,
it's more dynamic than the way it is now.
Yeah, it seems that they haven't come out and said enough about the indie crowd, the indie games yet.
Yeah, they need to embrace indies because right now PS4 is all about getting as many different indie developers on board as they can, which I like about the PS4, that they're reaching out.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Supporting and funding indies.
Yeah, like working with Kunal. Kunal and I are ready to just, like, go balls deep into Sony territory now.
Kunal.
Yeah, calling Kunal.
Calling Kunal.
But that's the way it's got to be. Like, going into indie development, you have to focus on that.
Yeah.
You have to find where the market is. And it's going to be on Sony stuff. But the Sony press conference, though, was an absolute nightmare to watch.
Yeah.
Because it was the most unfocused, like, they'd be like, here's a cool trailer. And then they'd be like, here's 22-second snippets from all of these other trailers. And then here's this guy who's going to come out on stage and talk to you about a game you don't care about. And it has nothing to do with any of these other games. And then we're gonna talk about it for 3 minutes, and then we're gonna go into another montage of trailers, and then we're gonna, you know, go here and
we're
do this.
We're not going to focus on anything and actually talk about and
there's no sense of segue.
Yeah, and what they did stop and focus on was what people bitched about Xbox for doing at the Xbox One reveal.
Yeah, here, let's stop and talk about TV
and
movies. Yeah, and music or whatever. They're
and
like
non-gaming entertainment.
Yeah, they wasted our time with
it. Everybody thought that was perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's
when Xbox did it, fuck them. I want games. Sony does it. Oh, well, that's just part of the presentation.
No, that is not fair to do. You cannot bitch about one thing and then say it's okay in another thing. That reveals the fanboyism.
Yeah, like 7 years of people bitching about, oh, why do you have to pay for online on the Xbox 360? It's free on the PS3. Sony knows what they're doing. It's always going to be free with PlayStation, and I'm never going to, you know, you should never have to pay for online. Guess what? PS4, you got to pay to play online. Oh, well, that's just part of the console model and the business, and it's not that big of a deal.
Fuck your double standard.
Yeah, seriously, it is a double standard.
It's hypocrisy, and it's disgusting that, you know, if there were other, like, real legit reasons, like the Xbox One had a shit game lineup, okay, shit on that.
But shit on me.
But
it did have
a
pretty solid lineup.
It had a great game lineup, and they brought games to E3. They did what they said they would. They followed through. Everyone bitched about them not having games. They said, wait till E3, and they had nothing but game after game, most of them exclusive, and people were like, that was underwhelming. They were terrible.
All of them looked good.
Yeah.
All of them looked good. Yeah. I mean, not all of them looked...
impressive as a PS4.
No. You can't even, like, I will not argue graphical comparisons on the system until we're a year into it, because I'll tell you what. Knowing what happened in the last console generation, the PS3 was, you know, head and shoulders more powerful than the 360, but no one could fucking code for it because it was too complicated. Now what we're going to see is we're going to see these games where the architecture is very similar, just the specs are slightly different. Coming from a PC background, what it's going to be is they'll probably develop cross-platform games it's the same architecture, so they'll just develop them. And then they'll just scale down, like, they'll turn down fucking ambient occlusion or something. Or, like, the aliasing, just a bit on the Xbox.
Yeah.
It'll be so minute of a difference, and it's, we can't even say what it's going to look like yet, because the server-side processing that they're doing with the Xbox, there's going to be, if you're playing an open-world game, they're going to have the server rendering a lot of the background stuff in that game for you, because it's always online. And that's going to actually make it run better than the PS4, but we don't know how much better or even if it's going to be that significant of a difference.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there. When you play, if you've ever played anything from on Live, if you ever checked that out, it ran really well, and the graphics were really good. It was a little blurry because it was streaming you the video.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that technology is old now. That technology's pretty much been imported into these other, you know, like Gaikai that the PS4 is going to be using for their back catalog.
But, or as the Sony rep kept calling it, Geico.
Geico, God. But, I mean, it's really powerful tech that they're going into with this. And trying to merge it together, doesn't matter if it has GDDR3 RAM instead of GDDR5 RAM. Fuck you. Like, it's not that big of a difference. It does make a difference.
Oh, but 3 gig of the RAM has to be saved for system resources and the Kinect, and that'll just make the system run smoother in between things.
I guarantee there's no game right now that takes advantage of much more RAM than 4 gigs. So,
To be fair, though, in 7 years, that'll probably be a lot different.
Yeah, well,
it's always been a plateauing thing. I mean, they'll reach a certain benchmark, and we'll kind of float there for a while, and then someone bust out some new tech.
You're making a cross-platform game. Are you gonna make it for the lowest common denominator to run at 60 frames on every system, or are you gonna make it for the highest common denominator and have it run shitty on another console, which is gonna give it a poor review?
Yeah, which is why I think most, you know, companies develop primarily for the 360 and ported to the PS3. Because the 360 isn't as powerful as a PS3, but most games look and play better on it because that's what they were developed for.
Let me put it this way, too. On the PC, most of the games that get ported over are running at the console lowest common denominator. Yes, I can tweak it higher. I can forcibly tweak it higher.
Yeah.
But it still has this low-end scale that
it's
on.
Yeah, look at something like Dark Souls on the PC.
Yeah, that was because it was... The architecture that it was built for was different significantly, and it would have taken them much longer to port it and give us those options. However, what you're going to see now is PlayStation is going to be on that top end of the low curve, where they're going to have the top end system, but they're going to get the lower curve of the games. And it just because there's another system out there that's on that, you know, that's lower than them. that's just the way it's going to be. And, you know, I'm sorry. Mustin's probably raging right now. Fuck this small kid!
Punch you through the phone.
But no, I mean, it's...
Swallow the gravy. Which, thinking back, that sounds kind of gay.
PlayStation's conference, though, sucked.
For the majority of the last
10 minutes where, like, all of us, I think I was doing that, like, I'm like the bored king sitting on my throne with my, you know, resting my face in my hand, like, when is this going to end? And then they're like, then the last tacked on 10 minutes of...
$3.99. Yeah! That's all we care about, yeah!
It plays used games!
Yeah, then I sat up and I'm like,
everyone going crazy here?
I thought that they did an awesome job kicking Microsoft in the balls with that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But they had nothing else very impressive to back up that 15 minutes. And what was impressive, most of it's not exclusive, so I can still get it on an Xbox One.
Well, here's the thing about the PlayStation, is it's not, it is the PlayStation 3.5. It is it is an update where they said, this is what was wrong with our system, let's fix it. So now we have a more powerful PS3, basically. We're going to see good games on it. Of course we're going to see good games on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, you know, will we get this, has Sony's view on support for their hardware changed, though? It looks like they're definitely listening to their fans more, and there's a lot of shuffling around going on at the company, but I am worried about the fact that are we going to see them, like, the whole Vita integration that they're doing? Like, that's awesome. I love that. Are they actually going to support it?
Yeah, how far are they going to stick with that?
Because the PSP could do that. Nobody probably knows that, but the PS3 and the PSP were able to do that.
But very limited.
Because they never supported it. That's the problem. The Vita came out, they barely support it. Yes, there's some cool games coming out for it, but, like, holy fuck, update the goddamn system.
Yeah.
Shit or get off the pot. I mean, either go all the way or just don't do it at all.
There's so many little inconsistent problems with that system, they need to be fixed. And it's like, do we need to wait for another hardware generation for you to, like, fix it?
We'll get around to it, you know, sometime.
And their proprietary memory bullshit needs to end.
Whereas Microsoft, though, has shown time and time again that they're going to put out a system and a service, and they're going to support it and refine it. When they put it out, they are in. When they put out the Xbox, they went balls deep. When they put out Xbox Live, they supported it and refined it.
Yeah.
And then the 360 came out, and not only was that a leap forward, but they refined it more. And they did more... more things that they supported very firmly. The Kinect, nobody fucking liked the Kinect.
No.
Like, it's cool hardware, but, like, it just was jank. It didn't work right.
Yeah.
So, what did they...
Cute novelty, but not really worth the money.
They could have given up on it and been like, well, no one likes it, but they believe in it. For some reason, we might not, but they know something that we don't, and it looks like the new Kinect tech is impressive as hell.
Yeah, everybody's really enjoying the new Kinect tech, so... That's what's nice about it is they said, we're going to keep supporting this. We are going to forcibly support this because it's good tech and we stand by it. Whereas the PlayStation Move, they're like, here's a Move.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, they integrated all this Move technology into the controller now. But the PS4, which is $100 cheaper than the Xbox One, doesn't include a Move, doesn't include the iToy camera. So that tech in the controller that
is
you're
useless.
Upgrading... Yep. You can't, it doesn't do anything.
And also kiss that $100 difference goodbye.
Because then you're going to have to buy a camera and a Move if you want full functionality of games that eventually come out.
What's going to happen now is that means that those games that they were working on with this Move tech, because they probably told developers, look, it's built into the controller now.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to go out and buy those games, or buy the extra hardware for it if you want to play those games. And now the system is not going to support it very well because Sony's backed away from it.
Yeah, and they're going to have a fragmented audience.
They showed at the press conference, I was under the impression that it came with the camera.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Nope. And now they're like, no.
That's a separate purchase.
Yeah, so fuck you, Sony. Fuck you for screwing us.
They're just going half-assed with it, and we know how well that worked for the 6-axis.
Yeah, and what I'm going to say to people who are listening who are... thinking about it, who already are, like, on the side of Sony, I want you to look at their history as a game company. Yes, as a system manufacturer, let's put it like that. They do have some cool exclusives. They have a few good exclusives. They do not support their systems very well. You always had to update your system, and it was a pain in the ass. If they refine that, cool. Let's hope they did. But you're gonna have weird quirks in that PS4 that will not get fixed immediately, and it's gonna be aggravating. Whereas Xbox and Microsoft are trying to innovate and are trying to move forward. Yes, there are some quirks in it, but ask yourself, will it actually affect you if you buy it? Will the online connectivity affect you? Will the fact that you cannot trade in, you cannot get in your car and go to GameStop to trade in your games affect you?
The thing is,
you can trade them in online.
You can trade them in.
Well, and you're going to be able to trade them in at GameStop too, which is the funny thing. They say
you
participating
know Microsoft
retailers.
Is not going to end their relationship with GameStop over this. You know they worked something out so that you can and will be able to trade your games
in. That's why they say participating retailers.
Yeah.
Because that means that they're going to have some sort of system with GameStop where it's going to work out. GameStop's not going to make as much money on it, which they're doing for us, the gamers, the consumers.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're such a business-oriented company that they don't know how to communicate that properly to the gamers. Whereas Sony has had a good relationship with their gaming community. They don't fucking support their products very well, but they know...
Overpromise and underdeliver.
It's like flip sides of the same coin.
I mean, Shuhei Yoshida is a really, really cool guy and does a lot of fun stuff for the company, but, like, he is one of the other people that promises big and will not deliver. So it's like, that's why I'm going with Microsoft if I'm going to get a console. It's going to be the Xbox.
I mean, you got to look at it this way, though. Will there be fees for used games? Possibly. Microsoft has come out repeatedly saying that that is entirely up to the publisher. Every used game will have a fee with it. Shit, look at this generation. How many multiplayer games did you have to spend an extra $5, $10 for an online pass? It'll be relatively the same.
Here's what you're missing on that. Everybody's saying, like, they're going to have fees for the used games. Yeah, it's called buying the fucking used game. If you go and you want to get a used game, you're going to have to buy it. That's the fee.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fee they're talking about.
If you buy from GameStop, guaranteed they're going to have a reactivation code with it.
Yeah, now, if I give it to Joe, and Joe wants to buy it off me, then yeah, he's going to have to pay that little fee, which is the only fee that sucks. But the thing is, Joe could go to a store and buy it. He could get it offline and buy it. That's the whole thing. It's not like I could go and trade it into GameStop and get that money too. Like it doesn't matter. I might get a few dollars less, possibly, by not selling it to a friend directly without a back end cost. But it's really like there's always a fee if you're trying to get your hands on a used game.
Yeah. It's not all sunshine and roses for the Xbox though. Like it is shitty that you have to connect online once a day. Like
it's not.
It could be inconvenient. Like, if you're on the road, look at Huber. If he goes on the road with a band or something and he doesn't have internet everywhere...
He doesn't usually take his Xbox with him.
I'm just saying, though. If he were, he's kind of fucked. You know, if you go to a hotel that you
fuck
have
him,
to
he's not
pay...
Here. Huber, you're not here. Fuck you.
Small no, but there are people out there that it will affect. And that's kind of crappy. Like, if you move, you don't get internet for a week or so. That's a week you don't get to play any of your Xbox One games. Mm. You paid $500 and you can't use the system.
When I moved to my new place, I had the internet hooked up for the day I got there. I didn't have hot water.
It's all about priorities.
Oh, no. I'm all on the same wavelength as you, but Sweatpants, when he was here the last time we did a show in the store, Bogue versus Wild, classic episode, he moved the same time we did, and he still doesn't have internet. I don't know why. I think he's fucking stupid. Jacob, if you're listening to this, you're fucking stupid. Get online. We have a Hannah Montana date that we've been waiting on.
Oh, my God.
Me, you, and Pappy since Christmas. Oh, yeah, we're doing it. We got Hannah Montana for the 360.
Wow.
But
joke Christmas gifts for everybody.
We're
all going to get online. You should join
moving
us.
Moving on with the...
Hannah Montana.
The E3 stuff.
Hannah Montana.
So, yeah, we were all...
What the fuck?
We were all pretty much disappointed with the PlayStation conference.
And we're apparently the only ones.
We're apparently the only ones. But
Kyle, if he's listening to this, he probably still has a hard-on from the Sony conference.
Yeah, he's probably had a lot of trouble getting around E3.
Just poking everybody.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who really hasn't paying too close attention to the whole, the whole presentation, even from the reveal, Xbox One reveal and all that kind of stuff, I'm nowhere near as close to up on all the information as you guys are. So I kind of watched...
Use guys.
Yeah, use guys.
Use
guys.
No, there's no used here.
On the PS4, there's used. You can play used games.
Play used guys on the PS4.
But, you know, just watching the E3 presentations of Xbox One and PS4, pretty much, you know, cold turkey, as it were, I was far more interested in Xbox One. PS4, I don't know, I was literally just kind of drifting off through it. Well, and anything that was interesting to me, you know, Joe would say, oh, they said that's not even exclusive.
Yeah, it's multi-platform. So,
and then I did happen to catch, like, the last 10 minutes where, like, they had, it totally and completely felt like an addendum. And that seemed to get the biggest, strongest reaction. You know, just all the, hey, guys, guess what?
Yeah, guess what? Guess what? Poke. Well, here's the interesting thing, too, that came off as really apparent to me, is that Microsoft seems really focused on their priorities. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to do neat stuff with the system, and there's people in the company that are working on neat stuff for the system, and they built that into the core architecture of the system. Then at E3, they're like, you guys want games? Like, here's games. And they showed them, like, they showed them to you. They didn't show you snippets. They're like,
yeah,
here's a game. You know, here's a guy talk about it. Here's another game. Here's a guy talking about it. Like, you know, here's a walkthrough of a game. They're like, look at how good these games are. You know, that's it. Mm-hmm. Bye. See ya. No, not. They didn't waste our time. Sony decided to waste our time. Yeah. They were not focused. They wanted to put some fluff in their press conference. Their conference was long. Mm-hmm. And they decided to try and troll people. And actually, it was flame bait. Like, they literally tried to ignite that fire of the fanboy.
And it worked. It sure worked.
But, yeah, so that, I mean, that alone made me not want to buy the system.
I mean, I honestly knew that I wasn't going to be expecting a good PS4 conference when they opened with The Last of Us.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid.
I mean, when you're listening to this, The Last of Us is available for you to buy right now listening.
It's open tomorrow.
No, well, the podcast will be up tomorrow.
Then you're correct, sir.
Yeah, that's why I said when you're listening to this.
See, I gotta pay attention more.
In the future days.
God damn it, Tim. You have headphones on. You can hear all of this directly into your ear holes.
Don't make me turn you down.
No buffer. But yeah, it's out now. The conference was Monday, and as of the publishing date of this show, The Last of Us is out. Why did they waste time? They wasted a good solid 5-minute video on it, too, of The Last of Us. What was that for? Like, the game is here. It was done. It was ready. It's here. I'm sure it was already sitting in stores.
Pretty much. It's probably been in there since, like, last week.
And I was going to say, they didn't even segue. They just jumped from that to, like, the little montage of indie games and all that?
No, the first half hour of the show was dedicated to PS3 and Vita, which I can understand wanting to focus on Vita, because the Vita game library, frankly, sucks a dick.
Nobody was there for PS3, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, no one wanted to go to a Sony conference and hear about three PS3 games.
How about the reveal of the console, too? They're like, all right, here's the console, and everybody's like... Thank you for being with me.
It's an Xbox One in italics! Really? Everyone shit all over the Xbox One's design. The PS4 is a slanted Xbox One with a fucking blue light on it.
I actually laughed out loud when I saw it and I went, ha! Like, in front of my computer.
Like the Huber laugh from last week.
Did you see me in the chat? I was just like all caps, like, oh my God, it is just a slanted Xbox. Yeah, it is.
It is. That's all it is. Everyone is expecting something awesome and new. And I wonder if the slant was a last-minute thing. Like, they saw the Xbox One reveal and like, shit, that's ours!
What do we do? And they went,
put it in italics.
Make it look faster.
Slant that shit. It looks streamlined.
Put a spoiler on it.
So, on to Nintendo.
Yeah, we can't forget Nintendo because Nintendo kind of dropped the ball.
Nintendo came out and their Nintendo Direct was cool. They showed some cool games. It's exactly what you fucking expected.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8. New Donkey Kong Country game, which looks fantastic. The new Mario game looks awesome.
God damn, yes, it does. Peach is in and she floats again.
Yay.
It's pretty much the character lineup from Super Mario Brothers 2.
It's Super Mario Brothers 2, but updated. I love it. That's such a cool idea. Mm-hmm.
Smash Brothers was their big
finale,
which It was warranted. It's fucking Smash Brothers.
Yeah. And then
three new characters were announced over the E3 spectacle. The big one, obviously, being Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man was
about damn timing.
That reveal was great, too.
Villager from Animal Crossing, which, given that Animal Crossing came out 2 days earlier than the video, was great timing on that.
Yep. Yeah, and then he looks brutal, too.
A little lesser-known reveal during the show was that the Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen the reveal trailer, please watch it.
It is hilarious.
For the first 10 seconds of the video alone, it's worth it.
Good job. Keep it up.
Yeah, it looks that character's going to be really, 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 really funny to see people play with.
Are freaking out. Like, why would they waste a character space on the Wii Fit Trainer?
No, that's going to be...
If you haven't seen the video, you don't know why it's awesome.
Yeah, people are... This was the new troll
character.
When Joe told me this, that people are pissed off that this character's even in the game, they're, like, infuriated. The internet is set ablaze because they're like...
Not everyone. A lot of people get it. They understand.
I get it. I think it's hysterical.
Yes. I think it was a brilliant move. Whoever came up with that idea needs a raise.
Yeah.
But people are mad about it. People are like, why would you wait? That's such a waste. As long as they don't
get rid of Ness, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, it's a fantastic idea.
But we went down to Allentown. To the Best Buy, the Whitehall Best Buy.
Yeah, the Whitehall Best Buy.
To go to their E3 in a store thing. Which
happened on Wednesday, and if you're listening to this on Friday, it will happen again at select stores on Saturday.
But don't go, because it's a waste of your fucking time.
I mean, if you really have nothing better to do, and it's not really out of your way, give it a try.
I don't know how all the store setups were, but ours, the one we went to, was one station.
I saw another article about it online. I guess that's how they all are.
One station, one console. You got to get there, sign up, and wait
a long time.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they want to give people. They don't want to shove people on there, give them 2 minutes, and then get the fuck out.
There should have been a station for each game.
There should have.
Yes.
That way you could rotate through lines and play each game. Instead, it was you have to, because there's a lot of time wasted. They call out your name. You come up. You go, all right, what game do you want? And they have to reset the system, and then pick the new game, let it load up, and then you pick everything in the game and start it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, if there was just a station for each of this, it would have went a lot smoother. But, I mean, it was literally like the in-store kiosk with a Nintendo rep just being like, oh my god, what am I doing?
To be fair,
she was understaffed. She was supposed to have helpers, and they bailed on her. For what happened, I thought she did a solid job.
Yeah. Joe and Ian helped her out, too.
Yeah, in our store's defense, she kind of got dicked by her coworkers. Yeah. So we were handing out
snacks for her and telling people where to sign up, shit like that, taking pictures for her.
Because I think she was supposed to be in charge of managing the lines and the list and everything like that. And then there was another person that was supposed to be there pretty much game-jockeying the system.
Yeah. But, it was just not, like, when Nintendo said, we're bringing E3 to you, we're going to have a few select stores, or 89 in this case is what it ended up
being. They were kind of bringing E3 to you.
Yeah. It really should have been, Nintendo should have dropped more money into this, and they should have set these, four kiosks up. They should have had
one for each game.
At least four representatives there, which it would not be hard for Nintendo to do, to set that up. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. It would have cost a lot more money.
Yeah, in materials and everything.
It would have provided a lot more convenient exposure, though.
But think of how much does it cost probably for them to bring themselves to E3? I bet that they could have put that money that they normally did, and because that's probably what it was, is they didn't spend that money. And they didn't spend much money for that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
it did feel kind of half-assed.
It felt extremely half-assed.
We got Luigi hats, fuck the world.
Crummy foam Luigi hats.
Hey,
actually,
we got the little flags too.
Wait, better than nothing. Mine's still in your car too. I got to get that.
That's down in my house.
You son of you stole it, dicks, ladies and gentlemen. Dicks, you stole it from me.
You have Luigi.
Mustin's like fist pumping right now. Like yes, that
he's
little
like,
fucker.
Send it to me. Fuck small. I should. I'll just send it to Mustin instead. You'd be like, where's my hat? Fuck you. That's where
Fuck your head.
Actually, I'll admit that the very limited hands-on time that we got with Mario Kart was great.
It was fun.
It felt a lot less cheap than some of the more recent Mario Karts.
Yeah, the Mario Kart looked awesome. It felt like a real game.
I like the whole anti-gravity perspective, where you're like driving on the sides and all that other shit.
Yeah. As someone who habitually sucks at Mario Kart, I mean, I did have fun, and I didn't, it was a fun game, and I could see myself kind of getting into it.
I will say that the tilt controls, if you're not good at tilt controls, they still suck.
Yeah.
Like, there's people out there who could rock it in Mario Kart Wii with the wheel just tilt driving. Not me. I can't do that shit. Give me a real controller.
Yeah. I mean, I did okay. I'm sure there were guys laughing in the background as I was, you know, bouncing off the walls and sliding off in the grass and crap. But
yeah,
I mean,
our first race when I had actual controller controls, first place.
Yeah,
because you were sliding like a fucking champ. Kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, because you were using the actual, like, Wii U.
Yeah, the
pad.
Controls.
Yeah, and I was using the standard Wii stick.
The second one, when it defaulted for some reason to motion controls for the gamepad, I was gone. I was absolutely gone, and it was a sad, sad sight. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
Yeah,
Wind Waker looked gorgeous. Yeah. Donkey Kong looked fantastic. If you love the Donkey Kong Country games, you're right at home.
And the Mario game looked really good.
All of us were loving the Mario game.
Yeah, watching like all four players just kind of running around doing their thing.
Yeah, and it looks the Mario game just looks so impressive. It looks fun. It does. Really like something I've wanted for Mario for a long time. Wind Waker looks really, really good. Graphics wise,
yeah, I just did say that, but you were too busy on your phone.
I'm sorry, I have
not paying.
I have
there's nothing wrong with re-emphasis.
Not paying attention to us.
You know, people care about.
We apparently don't matter.
Says the guy who was playing Animal Crossing when we started.
What'd you say?
Huh?
Get off your phone, Joe. Oh my god.
I was checking things.
At least my phone doesn't make all this noise on the microphone when I use it. Oh, it didn't do it that time. No. You got to turn it on, probably.
Okay. Well, let me.
Hold on. Let me.
Now it's not doing it.
No, really?
No, before I even heard it when you got a text in my headphones. It's going, deep, deep. There it is. There it is.
Yay! Maybe it's just on this.
Now it's gone.
Oh, fuck.
That's weird. I don't know why. Wait, let me text you.
Hold on, let me turn my sound up.
Text Joe Camisa.
Texting Joe Camisa.
Camisa. I want to hear what it says.
Calling.
Okay, I can send a text to Joe Camisa for you.
Fuck
what
yeah!
What would you like it to say?
Fuck you, fat man. Oh, wait. Fuck you, fat man.
I updated your message. Ready to send it?
Can you read it back to me?
Your message to Joe Camisa says, fuck you, fat man. You can reply.
Send it.
Okay. I'll send it.
All right, let's see if it...
I'm sorry, Tim, but I can't do that. This conversation no longer serves any purpose.
If you yell at her to open the pod bay doors enough times, she actually starts reading it in that way.
Oh, like Howling 1000? Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Nice. She'll go, I can't do that.
Come on, Verizon, send this shit.
Come on, Net10, send it from my phone.
No, they have to send it to the NSA
before.
Oh,
Net10, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't pay that much a month, and I have an iPhone 5, so.
There it was!
You have a text.
Oh my god, Tim Robinson messaged me.
It's funny, all the static just started up.
Fuck you, fat man. Aww.
That's how you know he cares.
I hate you.
Oh, you can't talk to it and have it text it for you? You actually have to concentrate and...
Can you tell him to die in a fire?
Is that how I have to do that?
Die of AIDS in a fire.
I hate you.
There you go.
Oh, I hate
there
you.
You.
Look
go.
At that.
There you go. See?
Fuck you.
This just became the hate cast.
I think it censors out language, though. Like if I say, fuck you, small man.
Fuck you, Joe.
Thinking, yes. It's all like, censored, you fat.
It censors it. Yes. All right, so what else? What else about E3? Right. Oh, well.
Well, we were talking about the Wii, Nintendo and the Wii.
Yeah, I'm done with Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Moving on. So I did go out and pick up that Quest for Epic Loot game.
I need to get in on that. That looks fantastic.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I've been playing the shit out of that, and I got a friend into it, and he didn't like. He'd been running through my castle, stealing shit from me already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I went before I left for the Nintendo thing yesterday. I went and I friggin' upgraded my castle real quick, and when I upgraded my castle. When I upgraded my castle, he didn't know. It doesn't tell you, like, oh, this person's improved their defenses. So he goes to run through my castle. I get a text message later. He's like, fuck you, you fucking asshole, and your fucking skeletons. Like, apparently he got his ass beat trying to go through my castle again.
Because you upgraded your boss, right?
Yeah, I put in, like, this boss monster. It's like a super necromancer and raises these skeletons that are stupid tough. and he just got smoked when he was in there. And you can watch the replays of people trying to attack your castle. So he got beat. He got beat, so I went and watched it, and, like, he gets really low on health and starts running in circles, kiting all the enemies behind him. And like,
can you record that? That might make a fun video to throw on the website.
Yeah.
Watch someone fail miserably at conquering my castle.
I'm probably going
to lay down some fat music.
My plan right now, my writing plans are, I'm going to finish my Gunpoint review, which I got to finish my second playthrough. I'm thinking about doing an article about feminism and video games because it really, like...
I'm not going to mention her.
Yeah, right? She must not be named.
Well,
you know what happens if you say her name three times.
if we get to the mail, I think we're going to.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that then. I want to write up an article about the quest for Epic Booty.
Yep.
Epic Looty. Epic Loot.
Yeah, I'm done.
Booty.
That's my writing plans right now. But, all right, read your mail. What do we got?
All right, well...
We actually can only do this for about 10 minutes.
Quick final takeaway from E3.
Oh, Xbox all day. That's my takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Final takeaway from E3?
You know, I tried to be objective as heck about it, but I'll probably have to lean towards Xbox.
I'll eventually have them both, but I have a Xbox One pre-ordered because their games actually appeal to me.
Oh, and if by then I just end up not wanting one, I'm just going to get a second video card so I can make my games look even better.
All right, first reader mail from Robert Steele, Anime Freak.
Gotcha.
His email is called Naming Your Gooby Podcast, which starts off well.
Okay.
Some MagFest Lumberjacks, which would work good except for Tim. You're not a lumberjack.
Yet.
I got kind of a beard going.
Super. No, Lumberjacks are the MagFest crew who've been to every single one. So
the vets.
We are Lumberjacks.
Oh. Welcome, Lumberjacks.
Super Meat Lads.
Super Meat Lads.
Super Mario Lovers. Swiss Mocha Life. Sony Microsoft Linux. Solid Muscular Limbs. Sparkling Magical Ladies. And some Massive Losers, which is a...
That's pretty true.
Pretty good one.
I'm kind of down with Sparkling Magical Ladies. I can do with a couple.
I have to interject real quick.
Mm-hmm.
While we were talking a minute ago, I told the voice to text to just record. It's really funny when you have it just record a conversation. Yeah. This is what it got. I am fucking Joe, thanking Yes Solid Sanctured at Sensors at 9 Isomers with Yes About Yesterday. I will also talk about the Wii Nintendo Yandem, talking to no avail, so I did not pick up on that quest for that epically game that I need to get on that is fantastic. I was a lot of fun at the shit out of that, and it got a friend into it, and he didn't like even run to my castle sail ship for me
you
already
tell me
on silent.
I done running
before Nintendo. So yesterday I went and that was it.
Okay,
I will send that to
you. We're
Joe.
In a valuable lesson here today. Meth is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, meth is a hell of a drug.
So, Joe Stratman, Henry Jones. Hey, look, I got a message from you.
Dr. Jones.
I am fucking Joe, thanking you. Oh my God, how many messages is it? Okay, pretty generic question from Henry Jones. Since the new Smash Brothers has been announced, who or what would you like to see out of it? Oh my God, how many messages are there? Rumors have spread that since there's a boxing/wrestling ring, Little Mac's going to be a playable character, unless they're sticking with the offbeat choices and bringing in Kim Korn Karn from NES Pro Wrestling or something.
That would be amazing.
I'd be all for Mac, and it's long overdue if you ask me. Other suggestions? Kiefer Sutherland's Big Boss Snake. A Belmont from Castlevania. Slippy is a backfiring supporting character who, when summoned, immediately gets in trouble and flies over the top of the stage as enemies tail him. And the enemy shots miss and land near the character who summons Slippy. Keep up the good work, Henry Jones.
I'd say those are some excellent suggestions.
I wouldn't mind a Raving Rabbit.
That'd be neat.
That would be nifty.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
I would like to see, I know it's another Earthbound character, so it's doubtful, but I think Pooh would be a great one. He's like the samurai warrior style.
I could definitely see like a Belmont being added to that game. Especially since they're trying to cover like all the
with the Belmont, they need NES Pixel Simon Belmont.
That'd be cool.
I think that would be cool.
That's really all I can think of right
also,
now.
Also, working online would be really, really nice. mode that doesn't blow.
It's like I'm trying to think of like old school staples because, I mean, you know, it's great that they finally got Mega Man in there. You know, they've got Samus.
How about Strider?
Strider? That wouldn't be bad.
Hagar. We need Hagar.
Hagar wouldn't be
okay, bad. Anyway, Pappy, E3 question. Simply put, why would anyone use a reveal event to decide which new console to buy? While I admit Sony made less missteps, both consoles look partially flawed. Why take sides before actual console reviews, hands-on time, and kiosk demos allow people to make genuine, informed decisions? Basically, why is everyone acting like a fucktard over something that isn't available until November?
Because
SML,
we don't...
someone might listen. Don't know if that's a repeat. You guys need to put a list up somewhere. Yeah, that is a repeat. That's also
we announce
our front
it
runner.
Every time on the podcast.
You fucking idiot.
So
you know, no,
JK, love you, Pappy.
That's E3 hype. That's what happens every year. That's yeah. that's part of the fun of it is getting angry about it.
And
fanboy
bitching
television.
Other fanboys. Fanboy yeah. I think when more time passes, people will realize that yeah. the Xbox One isn't the sack of shit that people claim it is.
God, I'm going.
I mean, for the most part, everything that we're hearing, all the rage, all the props and all that, it's just initial knee-jerk reaction. I mean, that's all it is. Give it time to sink and settle. Give time for things to develop. And hopefully some of that nerd rage will simmer the fuck down and people will be a little more informed about their opinions. But
I think we're asking too much.
The actual bottom line about it is both systems are going to be great.
Both systems will be worth buying.
Yeah.
It'll be at least a year until we know which one was the better system to buy. But
no, I think it'll be like 2 or 3 years because it's not only like because the system comes out. I mean, look at the 3DS, look at the Vita. Those systems came out. Yes, it took them a year to kind of get traction.
It was rough, yeah.
But now, 2 years after, 3 years after, especially after the 3DS, we know that system is incredibly solid and has gotten improved upon quite a bit. I bet that it's going to be the same thing with these other consoles. We're going to see it find its footing, and then they're going to understand what to do with that platform, and then we're going to start seeing it evolve. And once we start seeing it evolve is when we're going to get real good stuff.
Okay, so holiday 2015...
Paper towels, thank you.
Paper towels.
Yeah.
Also, 2015, episode 140, we'll come back and rediscuss this situation. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think we're just finally at the point where it ultimately boils down to just go with the system that works for you as a gamer.
Don't go for the system. Go for the games.
Yeah, you
want
to
the console that has the games you want. Like me,
well, that,
I'm dying to get my
implied.
Hands on Killer Instinct.
Yeah. I mean, it's all implied. I mean, basically, go for the one that satisfies your wants and needs as a gamer.
Go for the one that blows you the hardest.
Yeah.
All right, final email from Jesse Durona, who is Randall's booth buddy
okay.
at MagFest.
Okay,
that's
cool.
He says,
okay,
hope it's not too late. No, it's not. We got you on time. I wanted your opinion, here's for you guys, on Anita Sarkeesian.
Oh,
lady doing that
she
series
who shall
about
not be named.
Well,
in video games.
We have about 3 or 4 minutes before we have to close this out.
It's 10 to 12.
I have a lot of opinions on the woman.
Quick, before we get into it, SML equals Superman's load.
Okay.
Superman's load. Okay.
I think Anita needs to shut the fuck up and go away.
See, now, here's the thing is, I don't think she needs to shut the fuck up. I think that people need to, there's a video of her where she went to, like, a seminar. And she did one of the, like, on your way out of the seminar, they record you about your thoughts about it and whatnot.
Yeah.
Somebody got a hold of this video, and it was a seminar about, like, how to make money on internet videos and things like that. Something like that. And it was literally, like, this woman, she is a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
She's making money off of this. She is trying to rile people up because she knows that if you do these certain steps, and I can't remember if this was from the seminar and whatnot, but, like, if you take these certain steps, you can get people to look at your videos, and you can make a lot of money off of just views. And she's very, very clever with how she's going about it.
Yeah.
However... And I think that the feminism in gaming is a good topic. Like,
yes,
feminism in general is a good topic when it's not heavy-handed and it's not going way past the mark.
And when it's handled fairly.
When it's handled fairly.
Which she doesn't do.
But she does, but she's aware of this and she knows this and she does that on purpose.
Yeah, she does it on purpose, and what happens is that there's a lot of feminists out there who are agreeing with her because it's feminism. Because they're like, you know, you're absolutely right. Mario and Bowser, when they make these games, they're looking at it. They're like, Peach is the ball in this game. Yeah, like it offends me because that makes it seem like, you know, these games that we grew up with were some sort of agenda to make us misogynistic and chauvinistic and things like that, which is absolutely not the case.
Not at all.
And it offends me that when people are like, well, they should start making games, they should start take these games and put women at the front of it. And they're like, but they won't because it doesn't sell. Tomb Raider sold 6 million copies. It was a fantastic game, And it showed a strong female protagonist, a very strong female protagonist.
And Final Fantasy 13 got two fucking sequels.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Metroid franchise, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I mean...
Except Other M. Don't...
No.
That doesn't
exist. No.
But, I mean...
That's the black sheep.
To say that people don't want female protagonists in video games is absolutely off base.
Completely wrong.
Yeah. I will buy a game if the game is good.
Yeah, exactly.
You give me a good game, I will buy it.
Assassin's Creed Liberation on the Vita.
Yeah, yeah. Which was very good.
And the PS4 release is going to have exclusive content focusing on her.
Yep.
Really? I did not know that. That's
what their exclusive content is, furthering her story.
Remember Me came out, and one of the big good things about that was it had a strong female protagonist, and the story was good. Like, that's what it takes. Like, don't tell me that a game's not going to sell. Don't tell me that Mario and Bowser are using Peach as a ball in their fucking twisted game. Yeah. Fuck you. Like, that's not what this debate...
Are you going to start shitting on fairy tales because a prince saves a princess?
She does. I mean...
That's because she's stupid.
It's just, like, it makes me feel bad. It's like, well, what if something happened to, like, my wife or my girlfriend or something? Of course I'm going to go out and fucking beat up every dude in the city to try and get her back. Double Dragon, like, you know,
River City Rumble,
and people didn't like she was saying that, oh, this girl was not empowered or whatnot. She got fucking kidnapped and possessed in Double Dragon, and at the end she's the one who deals the finishing blow to the final boss. Like, she's not doing enough research on these games. She's doing enough surface to get her argument out, and what it is she's putting her spin on it. And a lot of people who are looking at it at the surface because they care about the feminist movement and whatnot are looking at it at the surface level, because that's what she's giving you. She's giving you it under the guise of, yes, she's done research. No, she's done research to spin the story.
Yeah.
That's
whatever,
the research.
Whatever serves her agenda that she's trying to promote.
Exactly. And what it, like, I want to write an article about this for Save Continue, that where I go into the some of the facts of feminism in gaming, about how it's not about the protagonist. It's not about, like, a lot of these people aren't setting out to make misogynistic stories. They're setting out to make stories that serve the purpose of the gameplay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are games out there that are horribly, exploitive.
Like,
but, I mean, like, for example, DOAX Volleyball.
Well, yeah, there's that.
You know, that's just ridiculous.
Suda 51 games are usually very, very misogynistic and whatnot. But, like, it's that's a genre. And people enjoy that as, like, as an entertainment. But it's not trying to make you look at women in this light of, like, they're only for objects, they're all, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely not. This is just, like, I don't see people going out about talking about movies like this all the time, or books. Books are way worse. There's so many novels out there that are horrible to women and whatnot. I mean,
50 Shades of Grey.
I've literally stopped reading a few books before because of the fact that I was like, this is just awful. Like, they're treating these characters awful. I don't want to read this. But, like, if there's a game that has good gameplay, I will play it.
Yeah.
If you want to give me a good story with a good, strong protagonist, thank God. I don't care if it's male or female.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't care if it's transgendered. Like, give me a good game with a good story. I'll play it. Like, I want to play Remember Me because of the story. Mm-hmm. I heard the gameplay's horrible, but, like, the story is apparently so compelling, it's worth slogging through some of the repetitive gameplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Kyle sent mine out yet.
And it's
hey, Kyle, did you send mine out yet?
It is an argument, too, that is very... You can bounce it back, because like even I just said a minute ago that the story sometimes serves the gameplay.
Yeah.
And it's like in Mario, that's how you can twist it and make it like, oh, Princess Peach is an object. No, she's not. Like, that's, you're putting that spin on it because of the nature of a game. You have to have a game there.
Yeah.
And you cannot have every game have the perfect mixture of, like, let's please all of these people and still have a game.
Yeah.
And still have a coherent story. No. And my challenge to her is design a game. Design a game that is good. If Anita Sarkeesian...
It'll be a woman in a pantsuit beating up men, cutting their balls off.
If Anita Sarkeesian could create a game that has a compelling character, a compelling story, and compelling gameplay, then yes, you know what? Then she doesn't need to do these videos. That's all she needs to do. She needs to make a game instead of precedents.
But she won't, because that would take effort.
That would take...
Well, that's the thing. She's not trying to design a better game as a whole. She's just trying to design a better female protagonist.
No, she's not even trying to do that.
Oh, really?
No,
she's trying to make money.
All she's doing is... No, not even that. Like, if we want to, like, try to just go with her message, what her message is, she's just pointing out how video gaming in general is part of the patriarchy and misogynistic.
Yeah.
And it's like, then fucking make it not be. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Stop
first
bitching
of all,
and do something about it.
There are games that are like that, but not every game is like that. Yeah. There are a lot of good games, and we're seeing a lot of strong female protagonists coming out of it. So shut the fuck up. Yeah, like, make a game.
And also, the thing you have to be very careful about, at least from my limited experience of her exposure, is that even if you do come up with a really solid rebuttal for her arguments, like, she ignores it and deletes it. Well, she is very selective about choosing her battles, and she will only pick and acknowledge anything that helps support her agenda. And she'll pointedly ignore anything that's valid, rational, or, you know, counters her
stance. A very difficult conversation to have, because no matter what, if you are passionate about it, it will... There is no right or wrong answer to it. I mean, and that sucks, but I mean... You can't do anything because everybody's going to have their own opinion on it.
And if you're going to try to do battle with her, it just turns into a very, very highly calculated flame war.
Yeah, and it's that's horrible about it because there could be some, you know, I would like to see more. I would like to see better games, and that's all it comes down to is I would like to see better games with better characters, with better stories, and something like this could lead into that happening. Mm-hmm. However, the way that it's being gone about a lot on the internet right now is only going to upset people. It's not going to make any sort of forward progress.
Yeah.
And that is a huge problem.
Yeah. Well, it is the internet, and the only thing the internet cares about is bitching.
Yeah.
It's a very, very...
E3 has proven.
We have to go. I got to open the store.
All right.
So.
Well, this week's featured music, since the Chronotorious album from the Bad Dudes just got re-released, gonna highlight some Chronotorious stuff. Check the YouTube link. Or a YouTube description for the link, and rock the fuck out. Peace.
Word.
Dicks.
All right, so we're going to have a special morning broadcast of the SML podcast today. Thank everybody for coming to listen today.
It's the podcast in the morning.